Welcome to the Engendered Love Podcast, The Way to Peace, Episode 3. I'm your host, Elizabeth Catherine. I'm a fine artist and a hypnotherapist, and you can find out more about me and my work at elizabethcatherine.com. She thought about flowers, and there they were. She imagined the leaves into being. She saw in her mind the bee hard at work, and he appeared. No matter how impossible the dream, it appeared. And she knew then, in her connection to Source, she was more powerful than she had ever imagined. So, I don't know maybe if you've seen this meme that was floating around a while back, and it said, you may as well be who you are, because I'm going to feel it anyway. I just feel like I need to wear this on my forehead. Not because I want people to understand that I and everyone else to varying degrees, whether they know it or not, can feel everything that they are feeling, but because I want everyone to understand that our unchecked emotions and judgments affect those around you and those that your feelings are towards, even if you are far away. And likewise, you can feel the feelings of love and gentleness and use the very same power to have a positive effect on someone. So you can't tell me that you've never felt like you know it when someone is thinking about you, or once or twice you thought about your sister and that exact moment the phone rang with her on the other end. Or maybe somebody walks into a room and you can just feel their feelings and emotions and thoughts dripping off of them, whether it's love, joy, peacefulness, anger, anxiety, or fear. You have sort of a sense of what's going on within them without them even saying a word. And what I'm talking about is basic, simple mental telepathy. And I know it's an old term and maybe has some woo-woo connotations, but I bet you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who's not had an experience in some way that reveals that we all possess this ability. And it seems crazy to me that we don't all strive to develop it and utilize it. So here's another way of looking at this, okay? All of existence is vibrating. All energy vibrates at a different speed. Thoughts are energy. Your thoughts are a vibration. The thoughts of love, kindness, compassion have a higher or more pleasant effect than those of anger or irritation. And I'm just speaking from my own observations. I haven't been able to find any studies on this that would welcome, and I'd welcome any information that you have, either proving or disproving this theory, but if you happen to have any, but in my observations and through the observations of those around me, the way a person feels or thinks greatly affects the minds and emotions of others. There have been studies on how our emotions affect others when they read our expressions or listen to our words, and the subtext of that study was basically, be careful of the company you keep because our moods and emotions can greatly affect the moods and emotions of others. So I consider there to be three stages of a thought. The first stage being the original thought, which has a tremendous amount of power in itself. But then when you add words to that vibration, giving it an even stronger energy, it becomes even more powerful. We all know the vibrations of sound are easily measured, even more impactful when you add an action to that thought, often altering our physical world in irreversible ways. So about a year ago, I had a discussion about the energy in which we say things. And I always like to make the case for love. I feel that coming to any discussion with the intention of love, even when we are initially angry about something, is the only true way to make a change. And I stand very firmly on this. And at times when people disagree with this, they can become upset. Or maybe in this situation I'm going to talk about, I worded things and caused this person to be upset with me. I'm not really sure exactly what was going through their head, but in either way, I upset someone. I was not upset. I definitely do get upset very often, as little as I can help, but it happens. And this was not one of those moments. I wasn't upset in this situation. I guess I was just pretty neutral about it. But I couldn't get this person out of my head. So I tried talking it out with friends, thinking maybe it was bothering me more than I realized. And it didn't help. So this was going on for like 2 days, and I eventually ended up feeling really shaky and unsettled. Like, it felt like rage. You know when you're so angry with someone that you feel like shaken up, or the feeling like after you get in a car accident and you're all shaky? That's what it felt like. And so after talking about it with my friends one night, I came home and I decided to meditate on it. And immediately I saw the whole thing and I could see that this was not my anger. This was the feeling of anger directed towards me. And then once I realized that, I looked back at multiple other times when there was someone that I knew was really angry at me, and like realizing this is the way it had made me feel. So I decided to direct my thoughts towards this person, thinking, I only accept love from you, and then sending the person love as well. And that was it. I stopped thinking about them. I was not shaking anymore. It was all just gone. This experience was like such a gift. It showed me the power that we have with our thoughts and emotions to affect others around us. Ever since then, I've been really careful about how I use my thoughts and emotions. And now when I feel angry towards someone, instead of brooding about it and talking about it, I just send them love. And I try to think about all the good things in them, knowing that it can only make me feel better and them feel better. And hopefully whatever parts of our personalities are clashing at the moment will soften. I would hate to think that my thoughts and feelings ever affected anybody negatively. So I realized that negative thoughts towards others only also increases their negative thoughts towards you. So my feeling is that we have this sort of superpower within us to create more love on the planet. And knowing this now, why would you miss the opportunity to do just that? And it doesn't have to be anything huge. You just start by finding your connection with love and doing everything you can to stay in that space. Don't allow yourself to get stuck in a negative rut. When you catch yourself brooding or snowballing your anger at someone, or going on and on about how they wronged you in your head, or talking to others about it, or whatever it is that you do, you know, having judgments or whatever particular rabbit hole you fall into negatively, we all have our own special sauce that we do to ourselves. Find a way to change direction. Come up with tools that work for you. For me, I know I like to take a walk, and I like to listen to Wayne Dyer or Brian Weiss or someone that inspires me on Audible. And that usually will shift me out of it if it's really bad. Or maybe a meditation or something, you know, yoga, whatever it is that brings you back to your center, you know, do that. Or maybe just acknowledging that that's the way the person is and that you were never going to change that person, and try sending them love. You know, just move on and think about something else that feels good. Follow your feelings with your thoughts. If a thought feels good, try to dwell in that thought for a little while. If your thought causes you to have a negative response, or if you feel icky or angry or irritated, try to change directions. Find something that makes you feel better. Don't just accept that that's how we are. Don't just be like, oh, well, I guess I'm just angry now. No, fight for it. Find a way to come back from it. So, and accept help. I know that a lot of us tend to, like, when you get into a rut, for some reason it's hard for us to accept help getting out of it, but accept it. If someone's there saying, hey, you seem a little cranky, maybe I can help you. Don't get mad at them for calling you cranky. Be grateful that they're going to help you, and accept the help and do what you need to do. It's because a lot of times an outside perspective, they do know what they're talking about, even though we like to think they don't. So we're going to do a meditation and explore love a little deeper. It's like more like a hypnosis, but I'll use a few techniques to help you achieve a really relaxed state where you'll be allowed to access your subconscious, and then we'll just explore this notion of sending love to someone. So it's up to you whether you want to check in with them after and see if they're aware that you're sending them love. Some people feel it and some people don't. In my experience, I did this one time, and it was the first time I ever did it. And I sent love to my son, and he is just like not a morning person at all, but he was asleep while I was sending him love, and he woke up and he's like, "Oh, I had the best sleep. I feel so good." He's like, "I don't know why. I just feel so good. I feel so happy today." It's like, that was really cute. So if you want to choose someone that you feel comfortable asking, just, you know, for fun to see if they felt it, that's fine. If you just want to send love to someone that you really care about, that's great. If you want to use this opportunity to maybe like turn a relationship around, maybe start nudging it in the direction of love, something that needs to be repaired, you can do that. Or you can send it to somebody who's not even in body right now, someone that you knew and loved that's passed away, or even someone that you haven't met yet that you're hoping to meet. The sky's the limit, okay? So just pick someone, and you can do this as many times as you want. I would love it if you do this 3 times in a week and see how that feels, and try throughout the rest of the week staying focused on what else you can do to bring more love into the world. So it is called Sending Love, and I recommend again that you listen to it 3 or 4 times in a week and see what changes in your life. Okay, and that's it for now. So I wish you all a good day or a good evening, and I just ask that wherever you are, whatever you do today or tomorrow, you do your best to show someone a little extra love.